Hiking. Stargazing.
Kayaking.
Fishing.
Adventure.
Adventure. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures
Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Chris and this is my lovely wife, Brittany.
Hello.
We take our girls, me and Daphne, on adventures through the national parks, Texas state parks, and anywhere Brittany and I think would be fun.
See, this podcast is
about the lessons we learned during our experiences and our plans for future trips. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures
Podcast.
And yes, this is the reason why.
We need a video.
We need to double check. Okay. So guys, welcome back. We're going to finish up season two in the next two episodes and start off with a pretty great season three opener.
So we're disappointed this year we didn't get to close off our second season on road like we did our first season. We really liked that. But Chris, unfortunately, was not 100% on this trip. That did not mean we didn't have fun and we didn't have an amazing time. It was just when nighttime came around where we would normally want to record, his energy was just kaput. And so we were in bed pretty early this trip.
And we actually left early because I was pretty sick. So, yeah. But anyways, we're home. School started, so we're back in the routine. We're going to do two episodes the next couple of weeks and then almost immediately start back up with season three so that we can get the ball rolling.
Start back off strong.
Yeah.
Because we know it had been a while in between, you know.
It's hard to believe that we're starting season three. I know we're intermittent. Like we're not consistently doing episodes the weekly or anything. Uh-huh. But that's kind of normal for a lot of podcasts because they have to work on production and stuff like that. We don't have any kind of high class production. So. So let's start with the adventure feature of the week. Adventure feature of the week. Let me enunciate.
Oh, excuse me. So I am talking about bento box lunches. Like Chris said, we went back to school this week. And I just really like doing fun lunches for my girls. You know, being a working mom, I don't get quite the time with them that I would have loved to have had. And so I try to make, you know, at least little things special. And one of those things is little bento boxes. Plus, it makes my life easier because I don't get bored making the same thing. They don't get bored eating the same thing. And there we go. But what the feature really is about is how I do it. And that's just I have a paper and I do a list of proteins, a list of carbs, a list of dairy, and a list of fruit and veggies. And they each pick. So I'm not doing a different one every day. They're allowed to pick one they want, and then I pick one, and we do like 3 to 4 of those per week. And so, for example, this week Amelia chose a strawberry and lettuce, a strawberry salad with, you know, strawberry and lettuce with a dressing, Italian dressing, popcorn for her carb, a smoothie for her dairy, and edamame for her protein. Mm-hmm. And then Daphne did edamame for her protein. She did, I can't remember what she did. But I don't know. I don't remember now, but I know she did edamame as well. And then I did for my carb that I picked out for them trail mix. And then for my protein was peanut butter. And then my dairy was my smoothie. Mm-hmm. And my fruit and veggie were apples and celery. Now I gotta figure out what I need for Daphne. I'm gonna like stress out.
Popcorn.
Yeah, Daphne did the pasta salad with pasta and cheese cubes and tomatoes, with carrots and edamame.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Sorry, you're a little distracted. Who's calling you?
Oh, it's my counselor group. Like, we're super cool together.
Ivory Tower. I know. All right, so instead of a joke this week, I have a would you rather question. So are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
No, you're not. You're on your phone. Hmm. All right, go off your phone. What? I want to put in some Jeopardy music.
Okay. 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 All right.
Here's the would you rather. Would you rather?
Okay.
Would you rather walk through a spider's web or a prickly bush?
A prickly bush.
Why?
100%. Ugh, spider's web, after seeing that Black Widow a week or so ago, like, just no. No.
Yeah, we killed a Black Widow that's front porch.
That is hands down.
About a week ago, and then we had the house sprayed for bugs.
So do you think your students seem to like your would you rathers?
They participated today, so a little bit more. They're more willing to do a would you rather question than do a good thing and be positive, you know, and actually have a positive good thing rather than just, I get to go home because this class will be over or something like that. You know what I mean? So
sophomores.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
So this was from our trivia question is actually from episode 210 uh-huh. or no 211. But episode 212, we were on location, so we didn't follow the script quite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask it again, so maybe we can get... Because we also realized today that we've been giving y'all the wrong email address to send this email. So y'all may have been trying to, like, email us, and we've been giving you the wrong email. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. It is 2020.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oops. And so the trivia is, what is said to be the prettiest national park in America? And so if you know that, if you think you might know the answer, please email abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. And so we are working on getting some stickers made. And so we will be sending those out. So yeah. But our plans for our next trip.
Our next trip, we're going to Eisenhower State Park
mm-hmm.
on Lake Texoma near Denison, Texas.
Maybe.
I'm
still researching about the... So right now we are without my car, which is our camping car. It's how we take the canoes. Or the kayaks, sorry.
We have canoes?
Yeah, the kayaks. It's how we take the kayaks. We don't really want to go somewhere in August in Texas unless we can, like, be in or on the water the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be 2 weeks before we get my car back. And so,
Maybe next Friday though.
Yeah. I'm not booking anything yet, but I want us to get some ideas of maybe other places that would have, I want to make sure, cause this has like a private yacht club that we rent kayaks from. And so I don't know.
If we want to pay that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Okay. So this should be interesting either way. So we'll let you know how it turns out.
But we'll go camping somewhere.
It's another couple weeks away, so
yeah,
we'll see how it goes. So, all right. We'll be right back. All right, so we're going to talk about part two of our...
Part de.
Okay, part two. Numero dos, how's that? Of our 2023 trip from last time we had a podcast, we talked about... our trip through Hot Springs, Missouri, and into Indiana, into Indiana Dunes. And in that episode, we talked about Hot Springs, the Gateway Arch, and Indiana Dunes. Arriving in Indiana Dunes. So I guess the best way to start is...
what we did at Indiana Dunes.
What did we do? Did we talk about...
There's tons of dunes. We decided to do... We decided to do the Diana Dares, which is easy and it's not. It's easy in the aspect that there's a lot of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the fact that there's still a lot of walking. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's just like...
I mean, it's a hike.
Yeah. But the reason it's a hike is because you hike through like three different ecological areas, mm-hmm. or whatever. And so, and it's also got a lot of history, mm-hmm. behind it. And so that was cool. It was nice. Real, like I said, real easy hike. And it was good for us because we hadn't, like, we wanted to do the Three Dunes Challenge, which is in the Indiana Dunes State Park, which Indiana Dunes National Park and Indiana Dunes State Park, I feel like they're a lot like what we'll see Big Bend State Park and Big Bend National Park being like, kind of like a... it's a very interesting state park. Like, you... I had no idea there was going to be so much, like, ecological diversity to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite kayaking experiences we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. I was trying to find out the distance on the Diana Dunes there. Couldn't remember what it was.
It was like over 1,000 steps. Like 1,000 stair steps.
Oh my gosh. And yeah, the girls counted them. I don't know whose idea that was.
You. And so it's weird because, like, you, when you're first walking to it, you feel like you're in a desert. Because, mm-hmm. you saw all these lizards everywhere and it's just sand, but it's not like you don't see any water, so you think you're at a desert because there's, like, you know, twigs and sand and stuff sticking out of the ground. And then you go in and there's like trees and almost marshy top, so it's like trees and very green and very, and then you kind of get to like a marshy area, and then you're like, and then you're kind of at like the desert again, and then you go down some stairs and there's the beach, and it's just like, okay, this is weird. This does not feel like, you know, it's just weird, but it's really cool. Yeah. It's a really cool experience.
It is very cool.
But the Diana Dares, it's about a girl that moved, I think, like from Chicago or something. A woman that
moved from Chicago.
And just lived off the grid.
Lived on the dunes, and she did art and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So it's about 3.5 miles. Let's see. No. The loop, three loop, dune succession loop. West Beach, Long Lake Loop. Oh, so it's about a mile and a half,
mm-hmm.
or a mile and a quarter. It's not bad. And then you end up at...
But it was perfect because we wanted...
West Beach, which is beautiful as well.
Well, and what made Indiana Dunes great is I feel like we got to do a little bit of everything while we were there.
Yeah.
Because we... The warmest water. It was still cold, but it was still the warmest water we experienced the whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to do a hike. We got to go to the beach. Yeah.
We got to kayak. We did more swimming there than we did in other places.
Yeah.
For multiple factors.
Yeah. But we got to hike. We got to swim. We got to play on the beach. We got to kayak. Like, we just did, we went and did, like, some historical stuff, walking around, you know, and doing the Junior Ranger program. Like, it was just, we got a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so, it was a lot of fun.
Now, it's a different park, Indiana Dunes is, because mm-hmm. it's, I guess it's created after a lot of industry and stuff had come in.
And it used to be a national lakeshore.
So it's not as, it's not like Yellowstone.
It's very like urbanized. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you know, anybody that lives in the area hears that, they'd be like, we are not urban. But compared to like most of the national parks, it's, mm-hmm. you know, there's little towns.
There's a lot more houses
everywhere. Yeah. I mean, and so you would go and like the beach would be the national park, and then you drive through like a neighborhood, and then you'd be in another part of the national park, and then you drive through another neighborhood.
Commuter train that goes through. Yeah, the park.
That goes to Chicago that we'll talk about in a minute. And so it's just definitely different, but it was definitely really cool.
Yeah. It's not the park you expect, but it is an awesome park.
And like I said, you don't expect there to be all this ecological stuff.
Yeah, diversity.
So we did it the
third day, right? The third day of our trip, or third day in
So we got to Indiana Dunes, and then we did the whole thing. And so we packed up. We were supposed to do a second campsite. We'd originally done 2 days in, you know, Indiana Dunes, and then we were gonna do 4 days, and then two of them were gonna be going to Chicago. And because it's only like 45 minutes away from Indiana Dunes. And so we were going to, but the problem was the National Park campground, which was great. It was an awesome campground, awesome campsite, was sold out. And so after 2 days. So I was like, okay, well, we'll just go to another campsite and we'll just stay there while we drive into Chicago. No big deal. Well, luckily, there was the commuter train because we were like, oh, crap, how is this going to work?
With the kayaks.
Kayaks because we don't want to drive our kayaks. We don't want to drive the tent. We don't want to drive all that into Chicago. We had
a bad experience in Hot Springs of trying to drive the kayaks into a
parking garage.
So
and St. Louis.
And in St. Louis.
And so we were like, we don't want to try to do this. Like, St. Louis was hard enough. Like, we don't want to try to do Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so we realized they had the commuter train, and so we're like, okay, it could be an experience, and we'll just kind of see how it goes, and then we don't have to drop all of our stuff off and see if we can hope and cross our fingers that we can set up our campsite. And so we're like, okay, we'll go do this, and then maybe we'll spend a day at this camp at this resort that we'd reserved, or maybe we'll go back to Chicago if we want to. We kind of were just going to play it by ear, which is, you know, hard for me. But so we took the train to Chicago, and that was cool.
And we pretty much got dropped off maybe, what, 2 blocks from the Bean?
Like, I mean, across the street from it. You just had to walk into the park. Yeah.
And so we went and we took a lot of pictures at the Bean. The girls thought it was cool. We went down and we're trying to figure out what to do next because everything was kind of spread out.
Yeah, it was. I was very disappointed, and so I was trying to kind of wrap my head around it because I really wanted to go to the Lincoln Zoo. And I thought it was going to be closer. And it was not. I thought for some reason the Lincoln Zoo was like in Millennium Park, but I was very wrong. And so we just kind of had to decide, okay, what do we want to do? Well, I knew I wanted to do two things. Chris wanted to do a thing, and the girls wanted to do a thing. And so, unfortunately, Chris did not get to do his thing. But I think he really liked what we ended up doing. And then we found Deep Dish Pizza. We probably could have found it closer, but we were too busy, like, arguing over, were we going to go to the Field Museum? Or are we going to do this tour? And realizing that we didn't want to get back so late that it was like pitch black at our campsite. Hindsight's 2020. So we decided to forego the Field Museum, and we did a architecture riverboat cruise. It was super fun. It was super neat.
It was great. Great history. Great
entertainment.
It was very entertaining. Our guide was very knowledgeable. Like, he wanted to be there. He wanted to be doing this. Like, he was an architecture historian or something like that. He wasn't just some guy they hired off the street. He was really well versed at what he was doing. And I realized he was doing a tour that he's memorizing. He does every day, 5 times a day probably. But
still.
It was really good. And so I enjoyed it. Brittany enjoyed it. The girls might have thought it was cool just to see the city. So we took the train back to Gary, Indiana.
To Indiana Dunes. We went past Gary. So we had to do Gary, and then we had to take a bus.
Yeah, we took a bus because the train wasn't working.
But and so we went to this resort, and here's where it gets frustrating.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it very long because it's not worth talking about. Yeah. It's not fair to them, and it's not what we're here to do. So let's just say that the resort, and let me say it, was not what we felt was described.
No, online. And it was what it was is it wasn't a problem. It was a trailer park, and so the problem was is that because of where they had us, Like, people are sitting outside. They're at their houses. They want to be mm-hmm. comfortable. And so we felt like we were camping in someone's backyard. We felt really rude.
There was a lot more permanent camping, permanent residence than what there normally is as at an RV park or a camping
like a resort. And so we just didn't. It wasn't our scene. And so we just decided that
the next day
we were going to go ahead. We started looking. We were like, okay, let's try to find something. And I'm so glad we did because it ended up being, oh my gosh, I got everything I wanted in Michigan when we started. The only downside is that I passed like all these wineries and Chris wasn't feeling good and he was asleep and I was super sad about it.
I was asleep?
Yeah, you were. We drove to South Haven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I drove more on this trip than I have mm-hmm. both the other trips combined.
Mm-hmm. I will agree to that.
And so, we stayed at South Haven at a place on Black River mm-hmm. in Michigan. And we could see the river from where we were. We couldn't fish in it because it was too steep down to mm-hmm. it. And it was real murky, but we could still see it. We at one point considered kayaking mm-hmm. Or floating, but we decided against it just because it was pretty shallow. The water was pretty low. But it was kind of perfect because there was this one little spot where they pick up the kayakers. Mm-hmm. And it may have been one of my favorite things we did the whole trip. And there's no proof of it because there's no pictures, there's no nothing. It's just pure memories. Because we didn't want to bring our cameras because there was nowhere to, we didn't want to bring our phones because there was nowhere safely to keep them. We don't have the little pouches and stuff that you put them in. And so we noticed that on this trip, we didn't get as many pictures as we normally do because this trip was around a lot more water than mm-hmm. we normally are. Because even when we're, like, fly fishing, we can still put our phones in our fishing bags. And so we didn't have that stuff if you're at, like, the beach and you're in the water and right. stuff.
It just means that we were...
more present.
We were in swimsuits more often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so...
But, yeah, we went to the place where kayakers get out of the water.
Yeah, and we took a couple of our tubes. And, like, we would let the girls float down. There was this one little spot where it was, a waterfall, quote-unquote. And it may have dipped down, like, 3 mm-hmm. inches. But it was enough that you could tell there was a difference. Amelia could walk the entire time all there and back. And so she would float. And then she would jump out and she'd drag her and Daphne back. And then sometimes me and Daphne would go. Like, we just all kind of. Mm-hmm. But it would be funny because, like, me and Daphne would float down and then we would make Amelia walk to us and drag us back.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to get out because it was still cold.
Yeah. Well, I think the best part of South Haven, though, was that the girls started making friends because it was a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would go and they would find other kids in this little campground and they would go and play with them.
Mm-hmm.
And Amelia would make friends separate from Daphne. Daphne had a little girl. I can't even remember her name. It doesn't matter because they probably don't want us to say this on air. But
we made a hammock overlooking the water,
mm-hmm.
and Daphne and her friend sat in the hammock together and sat and talked and played and
mm-hmm. yeah, while we worked.
And it's funny because the people lived in that area that I was kind of describing to y'all in Indiana Dunes,
mm-hmm.
and they lived in one of those little small towns.
Yeah.
And so
we found there was a little brewery. There's like Three Sisters Brewery or mm-hmm. something like that up there. Not
yeah,
far from
it was owned by Three Sisters. And I mean, yeah. it was not far from
the, at all. At it all. Was at the exit or at the entrance, like the county road or whatever. So anyways, we got a long way to go.
Right. So the next day we woke up, and the reason I'm glad we did this, stayed in South Haven, is because when I started, researching this trip, one of the they recommended all these little towns pretty much between South Haven and a little town called Muskegon. And I could not decide which one of those towns I wanted to stay in. Like I was going back and forth probably until April or May. And we started planning this trip. If you listened I was planning this trip even before a year ago. But we started planning it for real a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took me that long to figure it out.
So what are some of the towns?
that I wanted to go to South Haven. I wanted to go to
Holland.
I wanted to go to Grand Haven. There was one between Sagatuck. And Muskegon. Those were all the ones. And I was like, I can't figure out where to go.
We were able to go to all of
them. We stopped at Sagatuck.
The one with the one that we had lunch at that had the big playground. That was, oh, what was the name of that town? And it had all the statues and stuff.
That wasn't one I thought about, though.
Mm-hmm. But we stopped there, too.
So the only thing, we didn't do downtown South Haven. But everything else, like, I really, really liked. So we did Sagatuck, it was really fun. We walked around
Sagatuck,
whatever. And so it was kind of cool because you felt like, I felt like we were in, and we've never been here before. So it's like what you see in the movies of what, like, so it's like these sailboats everywhere, like Nantucket. That's where it's like, you feel like you're in Nantucket because there's just all these, you know, and you look around and it doesn't look like a lake, like what we're used to in Texas. And then, so that was cute. It was this little downtown. We got to do some shopping, wine tasting, beer tasting. Then we went to Holland and they had this cute, adorable, like town essentially.
Yeah.
And it had like windmills and it had some kid areas. And the girls,
there's a lot of Dutch culture.
Mm-hmm. The girls loved it.
Yeah, they had
they had free cheese tastings. Oh my gosh, it was so good. So they had this kids playground, and you could see the kids playground from the store. Mm-hmm. And so we sent the girls to the playground, and we went and we ate a bunch of cheese in the store without them, and it was glorious.
And we went on the windmill, which was 5 stories tall.
Mm-hmm. And I made it.
Mm-hmm. And it started pouring down rain. And we whipped out our trusty ponchos.
Everybody was so impressed.
And everybody was so impressed because we just ditched them there while they were hiding from the rain.
Mm-hmm.
After Holland, we went to Grand Haven.
Grand Haven. And I'll tell you this right now. You know, I always have a favorite spot every trip. And I would have to say Grand Haven was my favorite. Hands down, best campsite I've ever stayed at.
First time I've camped on a beach.
Best campsite I've ever stayed at, though. I loved it because I could see a lighthouse and the beach and the playground. So, like, if one kid wanted to, like, they weren't ever allowed to, like, swim. Plus, it was too windy and cold. But if they wanted to get, like, out, like, just, like, walk along the beach and the other one wanted to play, like, I could stand there and cook, which I only got to cook one meal. But I could stand there and cook and watch one play and watch them each play in different spots.
Yeah.
And they also made some friends on this trip too.
At that campsite.
And it was awesome. It was just the first night we were there, there was these, the water, it was magnificent.
Well, first of all, it was stormy.
Mm-hmm.
It rained, but it wasn't like a bad storm.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell that the water was stormy. And so it was rough. So one day the water was like striking the lighthouse pretty hard.
So and the next lighthouse
day it was so turbulent that people were out windsurfing and surfing and wearing like body suits.
So, but the lighthouse jutted out, and on one side of the lighthouse,
on jetty,
was Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm. And on the other side was a river.
Was the Grand River.
Grand River.
And so. Hence Grand Rapids and Grand Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was crazy because the first night we were there, the waves were crashing up from the Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. And then the second night, they were from the Grand River.
Yeah.
And so we walked all the way out as far as you could. It made Chris really nervous, but it was almost like a bucket list moment for me because I've never seen a lighthouse before or anything like that. I would have loved to have gone inside. But I'm sure when we do the Northeast and Maine and stuff, there'll be even more that we can explore. Mm-hmm. But that was really cool. And then we went to bed and we woke up. Did we have to wake up in the middle of the night?
We woke up in the middle of the night to put the rain fly on, yeah.
Okay.
And so it was stormy the next day. It was very cloudy. It was too cold and too
windy
to cook. It was too, well, it wasn't too cold to cook, but it was too windy to cook.
It was too windy and rainy.
Sand was blowing everywhere. It was too rainy. And then it was too cold to swim, which is what we were there really to do, swim and fish. So we ended up walking down the boardwalk towards downtown.
That's part of the reason. That's the
pretty nice.
That's the big reason we chose Grand Haven is because they had a, it was, what's funny is that walk we took was probably longer, was probably one of our longest hikes. And it was just, we just did this stroll and they had all these little statues and the girls got like chocolate covered frozen bananas. Taffy and the duckling. There was this little bitty duckling and she was, Daphne, if you know Daphne, she loves animals. Oh my gosh, she wants to be a veterinarian when she gets older. And I have no doubt she could do it. But this little duck she sees in the water and she wants to, she's like, she wants to get it. And we're like, no, it's okay. And it's like, for its mama, and it's so, oh my gosh, it's so cute. Chris and I say something to each other and she infers what we're saying, because she's so stinking smart, and is like, no, an animal can't eat it. It can't eat it. And she just like breaks down, just bawling her eyes out. And so we convince her that it probably found its mommy and that when we walk back that way, it will be gone and it won't be because an animal got it. It's because their mommy did it. And she named it like Princess something, Princess Bella something. And so when we're coming back and she sees this family of ducks and she's like a good half a mile from where the poor duck was. So it was not with them, but she's like, look, Princess Bella, blah, 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 found its mommy. And Chris and I are like,
let's keep going. Well, we ended up going up to downtown and there was lots of little shops to go shop at.
There was wineries.
There was a bookstore way too far away. We bought a boogie board that we never used.
Oh, you want to know? That boogie board was being used today.
I saw it. I put it
pulled up. Down the street. Daphne was just tearing it down the street like a...
I put it up really high. Anyways, we found a great... It's a brewery, but it was their plan. And I always love these kinds of places. This is one part of the things that we travel. Hold on just a second. Yes, baby. What do you need? You need lemons? Okay. Sorry. Dolly is here. Say hi, Dolly. It was a really cool place. And was it Burnt Barrel or something like that, baby? Brittany?
I'm not sure. I was trying to find it.
But, they had their breweries, they had, you know, they had their beers, they had their ciders, they had access to wine and some mixed drinks. But they had tons of tables and they had board games. And we found out that our daughters both learned at summer camp how to play Uno and how to cheat at Uno and to try to change the rules. And so we ended up eating there, I think, 2 meals, didn't we?
So we were there and I said, okay, we can walk back to,
campsite
and eat lunch, or we can go and just get like a couple of appetizers somewhere, and have like an early dinner. And then, like, come back downtown for, like, ice cream or something. And Chris was like, okay, let's do that. We played Uno there. And then we went to the little, another little place and got an appetizer. Another little local place and got appetizers. Because when we go to these places, if we're going to buy food, we're not going to go to Chili's. We're not going to go to, and it's not that we don't like those places. It's just that we
buy local.
We want to go local. And so then we went to little stores. Chris and Amelia went off. Me and Daphne went off. We had a good time. And then we walked back.
Yeah.
And we were gone for quite a while. And we got back and the storm, it stopped raining. I mean, it was still like the waves going and stuff. But it just stopped raining. But then it got really windy. And there was no cooking dinner. There's not. And so we're like, okay, well, let's go eat. Well, and I said, why don't we just go pick something up downtown and we can take it back, or, you know, I wanted to go to this place called the Toasted Pickle, and I'm going to give a shout out to the Toasted Pickle because they were amazing. Mm-hmm. And so when I was looking at their menu, you have to like go to like order online when you're looking for the menu, and it was like order online, and then it said pick up, delivery, or delivery to, and it had this place that we went to, and it was called Oddside Ales.
Oh yeah, Oddside.
And I was like, Chris, we could go back to that brewery and play some more Uno, and order our food and eat there. And he's like, that sounds like a great idea. And so that's what we did. And I'm telling you, it wasn't but 15 minutes. And hands down, guys, best burger of my life.
It was good food.
Like I would go, I think that's part of the reason why Grand Haven was my favorite. Mm-hmm. It also inspired us to possibly get, we are starting to look into a
pop-up camper. Mm-hmm.
It may not
because we weren't able to, being in the tent, we couldn't get out of the cold and we couldn't get out of the wind as easily.
Mm-hmm.
And there just is not enough room to sit around and play games in a tent, especially when the tent is wet. Mm-hmm. It rained a lot on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, our tent, the underside of our tent was always soaked.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably still soaked right now.
Yeah.
So after Grand Haven, we took off and went towards Muskegon.
Yeah. Right? And at Muskegon, we found a farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
And that was neat. We got to, the girls got their own bags of tomatoes. We got cherries. I got some spices, which, you know, it's always fun to, I like going there. And then we found a place called the Cheese Lady.
Mm-hmm.
We got some Vampire Slayer cheddar. Oh, so good. It was,
Cheese Lady also had spices. They also had decorations. They had oils. They had vinaigrettes, and vinegar. It was a really interesting place.
Yeah. And then,
tasting.
We went to Ludington.
Ludington.
And we went, and there was, we had a picnic at the park,
mm-hmm.
right on the water. It was gorgeous. And there was a playground, and the girls went and played, and they had all these statues around the playground, between the playground and the water. And so Chris and I just walked around and looked at all these beautiful statues. Mm-hmm. And then we went to a little brewery in downtown Ludington, mm-hmm. and from there, we headed to Sleeping Bear Dunes. Mm-hmm. And so we will...
we'll finish. We'll start with Sleeping Bear Dunes, Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore next time. I will tell you, there is not a lot of photography also. I was thinking about this. Because it was so... this part of the weather thing that was going on. It was so hazy.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our pictures, it's kind of like we can't see what we're trying to take pictures of from this mm-hmm. point because of the haze. And I'm not meaning fog. I mean haze from the fires in Canada.
Fires in Canada.
Anywho. All right. So what are our plans for the next episode, Britt?
So we're going to finish talking about our trip and close out our second season of...
the ABCD Adventures podcast.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have the girls. We tried to record with them tonight because, you know, we love hearing what they think about the trips because mm-hmm. that's why we do it. But they're just a little too tired from first couple of days of school. Oh, so
yeah, hopefully.
Maybe we can get back to the swing of things and they'll be okay.
Hopefully. So, all right. Thank you for listening to the ABCD Adventures podcast. We hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit more about our trip, our 2023 trip into Michigan and Indiana, and then we're going to get into Ohio and Kentucky on the next episode. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at ABCD Adventures. Also, email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. Time with ideas and suggestions on topics and trips, or also an answer to our question, our trivia question that we asked earlier in the episode for a chance to win some ABCD Adventures merch. merchandise, I guess.
AKA
I don't know.
A sticker.
It's AKA a sticker. Anyways, thank you for listening. And remember to
go where you feel most alive.